The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Well, we got a hold of her. I got a hold of her on my Facebook message about 10 minutes from now.
Put the number up on your screen there, please.
About 10 minutes from now, we're going to call my friend Lyle, who I used to work with.
You don't have it?
No, I can't see that.
Okay. Open your
Email
eyes.
It to me.
Yeah. We'll just come in and get it.
Yeah.
But, I got a hold of my friend Lyle, who's I used to work with her at a radio station years ago. And she goes, sure. Now, old radio people get it. She goes, good Lord, what if I don't remember the story? I said, it doesn't really matter. It's about me getting something off my chest.
We'll handle it.
Yes. Yeah. And there's a good chance you don't remember that story.
She's like, I was just thinking about that.
I hope it's that. But here's what I said to her. I told you guys that, hi, Lyle, it's Mike Tyler. We were talking old radio stories this morning on our show. I didn't mention your name, but something happened years ago at Starview. Starview was the name of the station, Starview 92. And can we tell you something on the air? Can we call you and tell you something on the air? Please don't worry. It's nothing serious. It's just stupid fun, and I'm the idiot in the story. All right. She said, sure, right away. Sure, number right there.
But 10 nice. Minutes?
10 minutes from now, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. Now,
That'll be fun.
That'll be fun, yeah. Now, you're going to call the state. You took the chicken sandwich over the other station.
I did not.
All right. That's what I said.
I think you did.
I've been
too,
saying
boys.
This for. It's. I'm going to heal myself today. I've been holding this in for.
I'm going to say you got more wounds than just this one.
This in the past 6 months, yes. But
this will help.
You're going to heal.
This will get you on the road.
You know, I told you years ago. This is. Even, I called an ex girlfriend of mine, and apologized to her how I was a dick. About, this was years ago I did this.
When and why?
Because I was not a good boyfriend, and I always felt bad about it. So I called her about 10 years after I broke up with her and apologized. Yeah.
How did that go over?
Yeah.
Did she accept it in the spirit in which it was intended?
And how did
it did, because it was before I met Becky. So it ain't like I'm calling women right now.
Right.
So I've
been thinking about you.
I had just gone through a bad relationship in this town, and I realized that, you know, I was getting a little older, a little more mature, if that's possible. Maybe not mature. Mature in relationships, not right here.
Right.
I'm the guy that said, put your pussy hands in there earlier.
No, it's possible for you to get older and more mature.
It is. Well, when it comes to relationships. So I called her. I said, listen, I want to apologize. And she knew I was out here and doing radio at this point, and it had been about 10 years since we were together. And I said, listen, I was a bad boyfriend, and I apologize. You were always so real nice, and I did some horrible things. I mean, I cheated on her, that kind of stuff. I wasn't I wasn't like a dumbass.
Right.
You know, I wasn't physical. I've never been that kind of guy. And it actually went over pretty well. But you know what, though? The situation with that is it was getting it off my chest, and sometimes that doesn't go well. Because nobody cares.
Well, sometimes you're just bringing it back up to them if they hadn't been thinking about it.
Right. Yeah. And it was far enough away, and she had moved on with her life, so it actually worked out pretty well.
Picked off that scab.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. But it's also like I'm healing myself. I'm not helping her. And if that can take a different context because they don't care.
Right, and it can be a selfish thing.
It could be a selfish thing. Now, she knew what I was apologizing about. It wasn't like if something I wouldn't call somebody and say, hey, you don't remember this, but I did all this stuff. That's selfish. You know what I mean? That's selfish.
Okay, yeah.
That's just
She knew what I was apologizing about. It was an open secret that I was apologizing.
But you weren't apologizing about anything specific. You were just apologizing for being generally a bad boyfriend.
Yeah,
mostly because of that.
Yeah, but it was also something specific.
There are specifics in being bad.
Yeah, thank you, that she knew about already.
Was this the girl that found the receipt?
No, another girl. No.
Did you call her?
We've connected on Facebook a few times. She's married and she's cool. Well, you know.
Yeah, whatever. We could spend all day making calls on your behalf.
Right.
No, I don't want to call ex-girlfriends. I want to call girls I took their noodles. That's why I told Lyle there. I said, this is nothing. This is not creepy. Nothing. Don't worry about it. It's really stupid. It's stupider than she even thinks about it, I'm sure.
Now, conversely,
she probably can't even fathom how stupid it is.
She won't even know how stupid it is until we get her.
Are there girlfriends?
But in my defense, her ex-husband did morning radio for years, so this is nothing for her, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there women that should be calling you and apologize?
Yes, but I don't want that phone call.
Me either.
But that's a small amount compared to who I should apologize to. You want to apologize to somebody, Craig?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a girlfriend or somebody for just ripping off their noodles?
Whatever. I'm not going to here.
I like innocuous stuff like this. I took your noodles.
Probably, but those are things I don't remember as much as, you know, feeling horrible about it.
Yeah, we talked about how did we get the noodles story. Oh, you talked about somebody ripping off somebody's food, right?
There's cereal in here. There's candy out there.
Oh, no, but is that how it started?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Jesus.
All right, we'll start writing stuff down. We'll see what we can use on the air.
What was that, Puss? What'd you say?
Line one.
Oh, that's her?
No. Oh. No, we just got another.
Okay.
Confession.
Okay, well, good. Who's
this? It's me.
It's our old buddy, the Beastmaster.
Hey, Beast.
Hey.
Beast. We work with Beast. You had to steal somebody's food, right?
I just wanted to confess and make my apologies for being such a crappy producer all those years that I would just didn't do a good job of, licking your boots as much as you wanted me to and I wasn't fast enough going out and driving the ladies home after a long night of drinking and driving you guys home late at night. I got stopped by the cops a couple of times for them. I'm so sorry.
You did all those things. I mean, don't apologize.
No, I think he's trolling for an apology from us. Is what I think.
Well, no. Now it's your turn.
Yeah, we made Beast do non-producer stuff for a long time. He did drive my drunk ass around, dropped off some women for me. I've always appreciated that, Beast.
I wish you're...
And by the way, I'm with my wife because Beast walked up to her and said, hey, Tyler likes you.
You want to see his car?
I wish your successors had followed suit. I wish your successors would have been as subservient.
Apologize to you, Beast. We apologize, Beast. And I apologize from shooting you with a paintball gun at like
point blank range.
And that
like
hurt.
3 feet top.
Yeah. Point blank range. I pulled it like a trigger and shot him in the back because I wasn't thinking. And that hurt,
the
didn't
back.
It? Yeah.
It was farther than 3 feet.
No,
but not farther than 10 feet.
Yeah. No, it was your ass. It was your ass.
Put me in my ass from 3 feet.
I thought it was like the upper hamstring.
It was right around his ass. But it was point blank, and apparently point blank paintball with no padding hurts, right?
Yeah, in the cold. So, yeah. You know what? Hey, I feel so much better. I feel like a weight is lifted from me, and I appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Beast.
I'm racking my brain here. Bear with me. Is there anything I need to apologize to you for? Because I think I...
No, I can't think of anything. It was mostly Tyler was a dick.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Hold it. I was... You're gone.
Thanks, buddy.
You were married. I was doing crazier crap than you were at the time.
I would like to say, in Tyler's defense, clean that ass up has evolved from take this woman home to pick up the trail mix I just spilled.
Right.
Yeah.
Now,
his messes are much smaller.
This is not how this bit's working. You don't call us and ask for apologies. This is not how this bit's going to work. We're trying to get stuff off our chest.
I'll call her in about two more minutes.
All right, cool.
I destroyed a Beanie Baby collection once. My wife had a roommate.
Oh, yeah?
And my friends and I were drunk and were just
and
like...
Beanie Babies for...
This was back in the day when people thought they were going to be worth a lot of money and stuff. So we
how'd you destroy them?
We microwaved a couple. They were like,
"Whoa, what happened?"
That sounds dangerous.
They like crackle,
right?
we just put them all around the apartment, you know, like hanging like like the string from the blinds or a noose and stuff. And
so, did you ever admit it?
She was pissed. No, she knew it was us. So Rachel.
Okay, that's better to show her name out.
Maybe. You've already apologized?
I don't know if we did or not. Or she moved out shortly after that.
Okay, so just yell it again.
Yeah, sorry.
For microwaving your
For ruining your Beanie Babies. We were just dumb, drunk kids.
Of course you were.
There were Beanie Babies all over the place.
Of course you were.
Yeah, we set up a bunch of orgies with them. A lot of them made it through. But
please tell me
you had
to
bend over Beanie Babies?
Yeah, it was only the Beanie Babies involved in the orgy, right? You guys weren't. You know, getting in the mix, right?
Oh, no, it was all plush.
There was no plushy thing going on with you guys.
No.
By the way,
who you paired up specifically?
Just random
Beanie Babies.
Whoever was around.
Piling on each other.
If Beast is still listening, I know he is. You also got a lot of tail because of the show. So you should be thanking us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He pulled.
I can't tell that story.
Don't tell that story. He's a happily married man now with kids. No.
Yeah. This was
don't tell your story.
An instance with
you don't need to do that, Todd.
Me and you. No, you don't need to do that. You were there.
Yeah, I know.
And he was there.
Hang on here. We're about to get Lyle on the phone
maybe
here.
Maybe someday.
All right. This could be great because I haven't talked to her in years. And Todd doesn't even remember because she left the station before you joined there.
I never worked with
her. You never worked
woman.
With her. No. All right.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
She here? All right.
Yep, here she is.
Lyle, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, it's so good to talk to you. It's been like, I don't know, way too long, long time.
Way too long. This is quite the blast from the past.
Well, listen, your ex-husband was a friend and also did morning radio for years, so this is nothing new to you. But
no, nothing new to me.
Nothing new to you. But, you know, we follow each other on Facebook, and I see you, and everything seems to be doing well for you. And we also agree politically, so we always comment on each other's posts. So.
Or are you
that's,
like everybody
well, that's
else?
A good thing.
That is a very good thing, right?
Are you just painting a rosy picture of your life on Facebook when, in fact, you're miserable?
I am so miserable, and I've always been that way. Heavens no. I've always been a good time, Charlie, and surrounded myself with fun jobs and fun people, and you guys are doing great, and I can't wait to hear about this story where you said you're the idiot.
I am the idiot.
So let's hear it.
Well, okay.
Isn't that most stories, though?
I don't want to build it up, but it involves you. Now, this is we were talking about... we were talking about stuff in our fridge here. We just moved to a new building, our station, and we have a new fridge out here.
Oh, God.
And we were talking about...
I know where this is going.
Okay. Oh. All right.
Oh, dear Lord.
All right. So
I will tell you, though, I rarely put anything in that fridge, but go on.
Okay. Okay. Years ago, I was working overnights when I first started working in Starview, the radio station. And you were there during the day, and I was starving in the middle of the night. And I opened up the fridge, and there were some noodles in there.
And is this the soup story?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I blamed Uncle Igor for that for years, but go on.
Great. It was blamed. Oh, and that's even better because
right.
Uncle Igor is exactly what you think he would be. He was an old hippie. He still is. Still alive, by the way. Big, long beard, old hippie. He worked at the radio station. Good dude.
He's my partner on the air. He was my partner for years.
I know. And you blamed Uncle Igor. Well, here's the deal. So I was about to pass out because I was probably drinking before I showed up for work that night. So about four in the morning, there's nothing there to eat because we lived in the station was on a mountain and you couldn't order stuff. So I ate the noodles and then the next day or two I come into work and there's a big memo out and you are pissed. You are completely pissed. And the memo is out there, and it's like, oh, my God, I can't admit this now. This is bad. This is somebody's really mad. I don't want to get in trouble. I was pretty much new to the place at that point. And and we talked about this. I've mentioned this on the radio a couple times over the years, but it just randomly popped up today. And I know we follow each other on Facebook. I said, you know what? I got to apologize to her for that.
Now, how in the world am I going to find Uncle Igor, because he's a hermit, to tell him I'm sorry?
But you know what? Did you actually physically blame him all the time for this?
Oh, yeah, it was an ongoing joke. Like, you can't leave your chicken noodle soup around Igor. He can't be trusted. He's a big noodle. I mean, it went on and on and on. But as you know, when we worked up at Starview on Rock Mountain, none of us made any money.
No.
So a bowl of noodle soup, you know, could last you 2 days. So you probably were messing with half a week's worth of groceries at that point.
Oh, now you're making me feel worse, Lyle. I thought you were going to absolve me from this now.
I don't think you need to apologize.
Absolve you?
Yeah. Listen to
right. I've been carrying this weight around with me for, 25, 30 years, and I'm going to absolve you in 10 minutes? Oh, no. I'm going to ride you about this for a long time.
Well, what you got to do once we have the conversation end, check, bring it up on our podcast and play it back for your friends, because you're right. You're doing a great job right now, just kicking my ass.
Well,
I didn't have any money either, but I shouldn't be eating your food, you know.
Well, I absolutely understand the circumstances. I have been up on Rock Mountain in the middle of the night, and, you know, we had no vending machine. Right. We had no convenience store. We had nothing. We had darkness up there. So, yeah,
In my defense, sometimes Uncle Igor was there at night, and we'd smoke dope, too. So I might have been even high that night when I ate that. You know?
No, yeah. Not him. Yeah. I thought what happened on Rock Mountain stayed there, but apparently – I'm just glad you're not in my listening area. So,
well, tell Mike I said hi when you talked to him.
I will. I did. You know, I did check with him before you called me, because I said,
"Oh, you did?"
Absolutely. I said, Mike Tyler just contacted me out of the blue. What do you think? It's a scam? What do you think I should do? He's like, oh, give him hell. So he says hello, and I'm sure he'll want to listen to this, because I'm sure if anybody's face was in the refrigerator at Starview, it was Mike.
That's her ex-husband, who was also a morning guy in radio for years. Lyle, thank you, and I apologize for eating your noodles, and please get a hold of Uncle Igor and apologize to Uncle Igor, man.
I'm going to try to send him this. Probably have to send it to him on an 8-track or something. Who knows? All right, fellas. Good morning. It was nice to talk to you, and I wish you all the luck. And I'm going to send you some noodles.
Do that, Lyle. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Lyle.
All right.
Appreciate it. Oh, that's even better that she blamed another guy I worked with.
You owe him an apology.
Yeah, I owe Uncle Igor an apology. You do. But she's right. Apparently he's a hermit, man. I mean, literally a hermit.
And about a block away from the new studio is a great soup place. You should get chicken noodle soup to go. I bet you they'll
ship it. She made me feel worse, actually, because I forgot. You're right, you know.
Well, she knew exactly. She's like, I know where this is going.
She knew exactly.
Yeah. We were worried she wasn't going to remember at all.
She knew. Oh, no.
Apparently, it's been in her crawl for decades.
It's been in decades is right.
She milked that bit for years.
Oh, my God. That was like an ongoing bit between somebody that didn't do it.
Yeah.
He didn't do it.
And he just took it.
And we've all known things we've been blamed for we didn't do. We always want to say, no, I did that, but I didn't do that.
Right.
He had to take that for decades.
Yeah. And even trying to win back her trust for something he didn't do.
No wonder he's a hermit.
Yeah.
I'm under.
Oh, no, I know that guy. Yeah. He's inclined.
He was an old hippie.
He's inclined.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Todd knew that.
Naturally inclined.
Yeah, Todd knew him.
He's more hermit-like than I am.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Oh, my God, yeah. He's
wow.
Yeah.
I know maybe one of those people.
No, he's an old hippie.
Does he live
in
an official bunker then? I
he's
mean,
he's an old hippie.
Yeah,
man.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. Well, nobody can accuse him of stealing soup if he never leaves the house.
Yeah. Well, I got that off my chest. I'm not sure if that worked or not.
You provided hours of entertainment for many, many people.
Thank you, Craig.
And weren't even around.
I know.
Yeah, but now
that's
the saga
beautiful.
Is over.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it was me who stole those noodles. And apparently that was 2 days' food for her, too. Holy.
CIR.
All right.
She had to go hungry for 2 days.
I wasn't serious. Can you imagine calling somebody and say, hey, I cheated on you?
Oh, no.
That would go a lot worse.
No.
I like that she was suspicious, though. Hey, I got to call somebody else and make sure.
Well,
that
right. By the way, that guy's her ex-husband.
Yeah.
And,
she trusts him more than you.
Well, he did radio for years, so she played along really nice.
Is this a scam?
Yeah.
All right,
is he really on the air?
What
the hell is this game about? Does he really have a job?
She approached it with the appropriate amount of skepticism.
Yeah, she did.
I remember that guy. Yeah. Really? He's got a job?
Yeah. Or is this his one call a day from prison?
Oh, that's funny.
Is he selling something?
All right.
Man under arrest.
I wasn't absolved. I don't think at the end I was even absolved, was I? I think she said I can't do it in 10 minutes. Going to take years, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's,
right.
That's just not something you get over right away.
No.
Man under arrest after refusing to leave Epley Airfield in Omaha, Nebraska.
I read this whole article.
Police were called to the airport after a United Airlines ticket agent reported that a 67-year-old gentleman became angry after being told that he had to produce a negative COVID test within the last 48 hours because he was traveling outside the U.S.
Yeah.
So, according to the incident report, the gentleman's speech was slurred. He smelled of alcohol.
Oh, I didn't know that
He
part.
Threatened yeah. officers and airline employees and got arrested for trespassing after allegedly refusing to leave the airport.
Now, I read the lawyers, or his lawyer's version in the newspaper the other day or online, and he was vaccinated, but he didn't know he had to be produce a test to fly overseas. He was flying to Sweden, it said.
Okay.
And he just didn't. So when he got down there, he said he blamed it on just being so pissed off. And then apparently some headline was like, you know, this vaccination stuff's going to kill us all or something stupid like that. He just didn't know he had to do that. And that's not the airline's fault. That's the rule. He was vaccinated, but he also had to prove that he had a negative test.
Yeah, I'd be surprised by that, too, because you always hear that you either have to have the vaccine right. or the test.
One or the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the vaccine, you can still get COVID. I
right.
had it. I had it with the vaccine.
So,
but then he got all pissy with this agent, and he apparently I didn't hear the alcohol part. And then he started struggling, fighting, and they kicked him out. They arrested him. Yeah,
you can't do that,
man.
Yeah. So he's not going to Sweden.
Yeah, even if the other people are wrong.
Well, I was.
You can't act like that.
I was in. I think it was in Tampa, flying back, and there was a family right next to me that and they were trying to fly overseas, and they had like a 12-year-old girl with them, their daughter. And they found out at the counter, I heard them, because it was kind of embarrassing, that she didn't have the test. And they were boarding in like an hour. And they didn't raise hell. They were just upset. Kind of just bummed out. Oh, we didn't know that. Oh, what are we going to do now? And they walked away, and they were discussing stuff. But they took it like adults.
Well, they were probably sober.
Yes, they were. Yeah, they were.
Yeah, that
they
makes
were.
A difference.
That makes a difference.
They were.
The kid was drunk.
Right. Yeah.
I'm surprised they don't have, like, rapid testing stations set up at the airport. Like a bigger airport? If you got all these people that need the test?
They may at some places. That would be a good idea.
Yeah, but we're still in Nebraska, and our governor wouldn't want that.
No.
He'd be against that.
Well, it's surprising that somebody did not want to leave Epley. There's not a lot to do there.
Yeah,
well, he didn't want to leave. He just wanted to go out a different door.
Yeah. I guess you got to figure out the rules before you do things, you know.
Well, you got to not act up at the airport,
right?
No Ever. Matter what happens,
right?
It's never going to be a good outcome
no,
for
not,
you
no.
if you start getting mad in the airport on a plane.
Yeah, they arrest you.
Yeah, that's the last place they're going to get away with that.
You kind of just got to take it.
Yep.
Walk, bitches.
Yeah, unfortunately. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.